Our friend Dane Neal is here.
I see Dane Neal sitting right over there. Hello, Dane. Thank you for filling in last week, by the way.
Oh, it was great.
Really appreciate it.
And we talked a little, some Bill-related comments. I tried to respond as you would, because I know the listeners, we don't want to send
useless
them into
pop culture.
Well, it's funny, because Steve Bertrand changed that from pop culture to, was it history culture?
Oh, really?
Or pop history?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Because
it's kind of old stuff that you bring up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One of my favorite segments of the time, and they were all memorable and worthy of being favorites, was we talked a little vintage toys, and we reminisced and revisited our times with My Buddy.
My Buddy.
Oh, sure. My Buddy and Me. I remember those commercials.
Just to keep you alive,
well,
we talked about
so
My Buddy.
Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you. Dane, we were just talking about food, so this will be an interesting transition from food into food.
Best week of the year.
Right.
It's called a pivot, Bill, and that's when you pivot from food into food. And you think about it. It's baseball, hot dogs, apple pie. Those are the ones that are in the team photo just coming off of our Independence Day and, you know, July 4th. I got to say, fried chicken has got to be about as all-American as you can get. And here we are on the verge. I'm sure you see all the sales in the stores, the jewels, the decorations for National Fried Chicken Day, which is coming up tomorrow. So we want to prep people. Sometimes we kind of bask in the day as it is the day.
You're right.
Sometimes we try to prep people, you know, so they can, I'm sure there'll be, you know, celebratory riots and things like that.
There
right?
always are.
Yep. And so National Fried Chicken Day. And so one of the things we're going to highlight, one of my favorite restaurants in Chicago or anywhere is Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab right over there on Grand.
Incredibly delicious.
They do.
Not just a little delicious, incredibly delicious.
They're absolutely awesome. And I think their success is a testament to all the things they're doing right. But one of the things a little under the radar as far as what they do, you think about the seafood and the steaks and, of course, the crab, but is fried chicken. And in studio, we've got the executive chef, Justin Diglia. He is here to share what it is they're doing for fried chicken.
Justin, thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
So immediately when people think about Joe's, seafood comes to the forefront immediately. But why fried chicken?
We just do it right. We keep it simple. And I always tell people, and quality of the ingredients makes a difference. And we have our fried chicken is organic, free-range chicken. And I got to be honest, chicken is just one thing you can't substitute lower quality for. I mean, you start getting these big, crazy chicken breasts, they just no flavor. And when you have organic, free-range chicken, it takes half the work away.
Sometimes you can't even identify the piece because it's just a weird-shaped piece when you
get
it
like
somewhere.
The McNugget range or something?
Well, you know, you get a four-piece chicken dinner, and you're like, this doesn't look like a thigh, a wing, or a leg. I don't know what it is. And I was always that kid when we went out with our family to Howard Johnson's on family vacation.
Look at you name dropping.
I was always the one who said, yes, I'll take the fried chicken. And the wait person would say, you know, that's 45 minutes. And I'm like, I don't care. I will settle down. But when you go to Joe's, I see it on the menu, but I can't deviate from the king crab legs.
Yeah, who can? You know,
but
I
now
mean,
we're going to have to.
But, yeah, right. But I mean, as we start getting, you know, more reputation for our fried chicken, people will have it as appetizer, you know, like we'll chop it up a little bit smaller pieces so you can share it. I mean, it's just, you know, if you want that fried, crispy, something to get started at the beginning of your dinner, it's great. If you want it as the entree. I mean, if
or
you really
dessert.
Want it as a dessert, why not, right?
Who's, well, a little bit of ready judging. Whip on some chicken? Who's going to say no
hey,
to that?
Hey, right, exactly. Well, Chef Justin's here to kind of help inspire us to kind of branch out, push that envelope. And you guys have a lunch special, too. So if you want to kind of dip your big toe into the lunch style portion of the chicken, right? You've got that.
Yeah, so for lunch right now, I mean, it's a great deal. So like our normal fried chicken's $18.95, but for $5 more, we throw in two more sides and a slice of pie. So you get a mac and cheese, our coleslaw, which is famous for Joe's, and then how can you not finish with a slice of cherry pie, Door County cherries from Wisconsin, with a Jubilee sauce and ice cream.
That sounds so good. Now, I'm stuck. Most people are stuck on the key lime pie, but the blueberry is always good. The cherry is always good. You guys, there's nothing there that isn't outstanding.
Well, it's summertime, so key lime's great because it's a nice box pie, but cherries are in season, so, I mean, you can't really...
Anything preceded by the word Jubilee is
good. Right.
If you were Jubilee
good.
Bill, you would be a better Bill.
No, that's true. I can't argue with that. Is it hard to convince some people, though, if they're looking at that vast menu over at Joe's and the seafood is just, you know, so famous for being so good, is it hard to convince somebody try the fried chicken, or is that an easy move?
I wouldn't say so, and especially our regulars. Our regulars really help push the sales as well because it's kind of a hidden gem, but not really. I mean, we can sell up to 50 orders a day, which is quite amazing feat in itself. But again, it's just so simply prepared. We just do it in a seasoned flour, egg wash, and then the final breading is Lance crackers. And that's what gives it that like nice hitting crunch.
See, he's given up some of the secret to the trade. See, there's that confidence that, look, I can tell you how to make it. You can't necessarily replicate. Plus the ambiance of Joe's and all that. And you think about chicken as kind of one of our uniquely American dishes. I was at a rest stop somewhere on a highway, and there was a Kentucky Fried Chicken, not in the anywhere near the elevated range, but it had, Colonel Sanders as the original celebrity chef.
Yeah.
I mean, original recipe, maybe,
right.
I get, right?
Right.
But so, chef, when you're trying to do something, put your own spin on something as simple but as iconic, and like you said, you've got to have the right ingredients as fried chicken. What are you thinking of as far as Joe's kind of...
I think you
said... Do you try to make it kind of special and different?
No, you said it correctly. You keep it simple, and that's the key, and something you even learn in school. It's called KISS, keep it simple, stupid. And it sounds funny, but honestly, that's what you got to do, and that's what we do. But again, it just comes to the great ingredients, and 45 minutes is a little long for fried chicken. We're about 16, 17 minutes.
They've perfected it. We used to say something to the listeners out there. I have run into people who say, I haven't had fried chicken in about 20 years because it's really bad for you. I don't care. It's the best thing ever invented. It's okay to have once in a while, isn't it?
Of course it is. You got to eat and...
Come on, boneless, skinless breasts, don't cut it, man.
Well, you got to eat in moderation, right?
Right.
So, like, if you just do it here and there, why not? Now, I don't know if I'd recommend it every single day, but I could recommend other things at Joe's every single
day. Exactly. Go through the menu.
Right?
Justin, you don't seem... Like, I see a lot of chefs on TV that are angry, and you don't seem angry. How did you go into chefing if you're not... So, you don't have a grudge?
Chefery. It's chefery, Bill.
Chefery? What is it? What's going on? How come you're not so angry?
I'm not sure. I think that's maybe gearing towards a more modern-day chef. I mean, it is a business. We got to, motivate employees. We got to be there. It's a team environment.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a sports team. I was really big into sports in my life, and you got to rally behind your guys just like anything else and make them happy because we're a busy restaurant. If they're not happy, we're not going to put out a good product. So we got to, that's kind of what I live by.
So motivational speech, like, let's do this dinner for the Gipper kind of thing.
Right.
Because you want the Gipper to come back.
always. You know what's one of the coolest things about Joe's, and there's many cool aspects of it, but I love this. When you first come in, that first room is kind of a casual room, and then the more formal dining area is beyond those next doors. I like that you offer up that option to diners.
Yeah, I mean, we, anybody can come in, in the bar area, can kind of come in from the lake, get in, have a drink, have an appetizer. If you want something more formal, you step into the dining room. I mean, we have private rooms. It's just, we have a little bit for everybody.
Yeah. It's always fun.
So we'll definitely, as far as National Fried Chicken Day, you can get in into Joe's. You can check it out. You can try it. How long is this something you're going to continue for? We're just highlighting it today, or is this something you can get for a long period of time? Because sometimes you'll run things for certain periods.
Well, we're going to do it the whole month. So we're National Fried Chicken Month is what we're calling it. So you can come in for the rest of the month and enjoy this special. And it's fantastic. It's great.
Very good.
And the address on the website where people can find you, motivating and also providing some great dishes.
Joes.net. And then it's 312-379-5637. And we're just over here on the corner at 60 East Grand.
Easy to find and always so good. Justin, thank you for being here.
Of course. Thank
you
for having
me. One of our favorite restaurants by far. We'll take a quick break, and then Dane's sticking around. We'll talk more about food next. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Dane Neal still sticking around. We're talking about fried chicken and other foods. And, Dane, it's a special day, week, and month for fried chicken.
I mean, very little bit about other foods, but sometimes chicken isn't necessarily the same chicken that you know and love, right? Chicken can be new and different and exciting things to you. Kind of role-playing, right, with a relationship. And your lifelong relationship with chicken has changed in the last couple of years as the Nashville hot phenomenon has kind of gone across the country. And a guy who did a ton of recon for it and has brought back what has been acclaimed as some of, if not the very best. Jared, at this point, do you say outside of Nashville, or is it just is everybody kind of swimming in the same pool now? But for the Bud Long here in Chicago, acclaimed and beloved Jared Leonard is here. Jared, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having
me, Jared. What happened? All of a sudden, nothing can be hot enough for people. There was a time where people went, oh, that's too hot. I can't eat that. Those days are gone. People wanted hotter and hotter and hotter. What happened?
I mean, there's like an endorphin release from the spicy food, and I think people have become hooked on it. And it adds a little bit of excitement to your meal. So not only are you getting fed, but you're getting a little bit of an adrenaline rush.
Mm-hmm. We went to Nashville last year. Yep. I had to try Nashville chicken, the original Prince's, I think we talked about. And it served, we got... I don't think we got extra hot, but we got hot.
Yeah, Prince's is evil hot.
It is, and it comes on a piece of bread.
Right.
And my youngest son, Dylan, didn't know you're not supposed to eat the bread. So he almost died after eating the chicken.
Why can't you eat the bread?
Because all the hot soaks right into there.
Well, see, I would say the bread's some of the most delicious part. And in fact,
he loved it.
We went up from white bread. We serve it on Texas toast.
Oh.
So it's a thicker piece of white bread, a nicer piece of white bread, if you know. If you can imagine that. In fact, I've got some here to show you in a minute here.
It's hot.
Now, Prince's, though, they were the inventor of fried chicken. Originally, a lover's quarrel,
it's a great story. Do you guys know the story?
No.
So Prince's started about 75 years ago. Thornton Prince was kind of well-known as a guy who liked to go out on the town. And
yeah.
He came home one night after being out all night, asked his girlfriend at the time to make him some fried chicken.
Yeah.
And she wasn't invited on this previous night's trip, and so she was upset at him and wanted to get back at him through revenge, and said she's going to make him some fried chicken, and she made it so spicy with the intention of causing harm, but it totally backfired on her, and he's eating his fried chicken, and he's like, honey, this is delicious. What did you do to this chicken to make it so good? And she told him, and he opened up what is now Prince's, but at the time was just some little hole-in-the-wall Nashville chicken hut or something it was called. And
wow.
That was 75 years ago, and now it's grown into this phenomenon where it's loved all across the country, and specifically in Nashville, there's about 8 places that are doing just hot chicken.
That's it.
And then everybody else like has it on their menu. So, we wanted to be Chicago's place that just does hot chicken. We're not a, burger and wing restaurant that has it on our menu. We're a hot chicken restaurant.
It's
Do people
hot.
Ever say this isn't hot enough? I want it even hotter? Does
yeah, in fact, 2 weeks ago we had a Facebook live stream contest of guys trying to eat the world's hottest pepper. We made so the base of hot chicken is cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
That's traditionally what you use to spice it up. But cayenne can only get so hot. So you can add more and more cayenne, but then at a certain time, at a certain level, it's just can't get any hotter with cayenne. So you go to ghost pepper, you go to scorpion peppers, Trinidad scorpion peppers. Well, we did this with the Carolina Reaper pepper.
Oh my God. What is that?
So just to compare.
Things are named Evil Hot and Reaper. You know, those are the beware signs of language.
So a jalapeno pepper is 8,000 on the Scoville, which is like the universal rating for spicy, the rating of how spicy food or peppers or whatever are.
And this is 8,000.
So, jalapeno is 8,000. Carolina Reaper is 2.2 million.
What?
Oh, my God.
A habanero pepper is 500,000. This is 4 times as hot as a habanero pepper.
Oh, no.
Doesn't your tongue burn off?
It's hot. I mean, these guys were on this, so they had to eat chicken tenders, and it was who could eat the most chicken tenders covered in Carolina Reaper hot in 5 minutes. And the winner ate 4 of them. Mark Wamhoff, shout out to you, Mark. And he ate 4, and his face was just fiery red, and his eyes were red, and he was crying. It was hilarious.
When you eat something that hot, of course you're going to taste it in your throat and on your taste buds, but then do you taste it once it's in your stomach? Can you still feel the hotness in there?
So I like hot food, and I can tough it out. Yeah. I had, at the end of the broadcast, somebody challenged me to like, hey, you should eat one of these. You're hosting this contest. And I said, sure, and I grabbed a tender, and I dug in, and I can muscle through the tongue hot. But this was so hot that afterwards my chest actually hurt.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's the level you're taking it to when you get to the Carolina Reaper.
Having done a couple of these like hot challenges where it's either – where one was like the triple X. It had Carolina Reaper, Scorpion, and Ghost Pepper on it. And you can kind of get through – like Jared had said, you can kind of get through the mouth hot. But then it really messed me up like inside. And then, of course, the next day was absolutely horrible. So,
yeah. And what can you use to combat the hot? Because I know sometimes people say milk, sometimes people say a cucumber. Is there something that can help alleviate that hotness after the fact?
Well, that's actually part of the reason why you have the white bread. So the white bread is gonna soak up a little bit of the heat, and then the pickles that we serve on top of our chicken, they also can take some of it out. Now, that's just what you have in your box. If you just have whatever tool, sucking on peaches works.
Really?
Yeah, nothing carbonated. And water really doesn't work either. So cold vegetables or fruit, I find, works really well to just sort of mute it. But it's like, when you're eating the stuff that's millions on the Scoville, it's just so hot that it's like nothing's going to help you except time.
Right.
Cold beer won't have any effect on
this. Oh,
that's
terrible, yeah. Cause
really?
Anything with carbonation is going to really, it's going to dance on your taste buds and make it hotter.
So you have to be sort of like either a culinary or some kind of pain-related adventurer for some of these things. But we're getting a little bit off track on some of it because to walk that fine line of having things have that kind of the excitement of the heat, a little bit of danger in there, but amazing flavor and taste where you're really enjoying it. This isn't like, let's see if we can survive. People are loving the Budlong because of the flavor. Like, you build in some heat, but you've got that flavor.
Yeah, that was my goal. There's a place in Nashville called Bolton's, which was an offshoot of Prince's, and they're arguably the hottest because they don't add any oil to the chicken. It's just dry seasoning, so you choke on it, literally.
Oh, that sounds delicious. You know,
I want to see you eat that, Bill.
So having all the tried all the different styles, we came back here and spent about a year doing research and development and hosting chicken labs with other chefs and customers and doing tastings up at my barbecue restaurant and really fine-tuned our method of Nashville hot to include heat, but it's really like back-end heat. It's not meant to be forward. It's because it starts with really good fried chicken. And if we're going to make really good fried chicken with hormone and antibiotic-free birds and good breading and everything, I want you to taste that.
Sure,
you know?
Of course.
So first, we wanted you to taste the chicken, crispy skin, and then have the spices kind of come in. And at the very end, the heat starts to kick. But mine does not have a front heat. It's a background heat, which makes it more tolerable, except then I'm talking like we have four levels. We have naked, which isn't spicy at all.
Yeah.
We have classic, which is what y'all have here.
Yeah.
Hot, which is another level up, and then extra hot. So
I'm trying the classic.
Which one? You have the classic. So that's...
But I have mostly just the crust and not meat. Do I need more meat with this bite?
It depends. I mean, I like the crust is my favorite part. That's what
me too.
Fried chicken's all about, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You guys talked a little bit about the bread situation, how that's all part of the experience, and then you've got the pickles as well, right? These are the accoutrements of the Nashville hot chicken.
Right. So
but Jared,
you know,
pulled out some bread and it burst into flames, Dane, and that's what's scaring me. Bread's not just supposed to burst into flames like that.
Don't set off the sprinklers.
It's pretty hot.
I'll tell you what, another thing.
And that's the level two.
But it's gradually increasing in heat. It's
It doesn't hit you right away. It takes a little time for it to
hot,
kick in.
But it's now getting hotter, and it's kind of sweet and tart, and it's such a good flavor.
And then if you...
Will I die?
No, you're good.
No, you're good.
Eventually.
And another thing that we're known for that sort of will flatten out the heat a little bit is our Budlong biscuits, which is a laminated dough biscuit made with slow-churned European butter, white lily, soft winter wheat flour. Really,
really
good.
What's in the center, though, Jared? There's some dark...
Yeah, that's a salt and pepper butter that we make in-house. And so we put a little dimple in the biscuit top and then put the butter inside and it gets in the layers of flaky goodness.
It looks good. It looks like Kirk Douglas's chin.
Oh, my God.
And I think we even brought y'all some house-made jam. I know we're not going to do all this on
nice.
The air, but we do a balsamic berry jam somewhere in my bag.
Oh, that sounds really
here.
Good.
All right, this is good.
Uh-oh, but I can tell.
It's a little
it's
hot.
It's burning you up a little bit.
But so
where do you feel it mostly?
On the very top of my tongue.
Yeah. Okay.
So Jared, I know that you can get it at the restaurant, so we want to definitely get that address. But summer is a great time. I know that you're probably going to be doing some summer festivals and doing some other events and appearances.
Yeah, this weekend, actually, we're going to be in Lincoln Square, where the Budlong name comes from. It was an old farm in the 1800s that grew cucumbers and pickled vegetables. They sold in a store, and we serve pickles on top of our chicken. So we have a store in Lincoln Square, and this weekend we're doing a festival called the Old Town School of Music Fest on Lincoln Avenue.
That's a great one, yeah.
Great festival. Last year we showed up there and had like a 45-minute line from Friday to Sunday. So this year we're bringing more fryers and we're going to add chicken tenders to the outside menu because they cook a little faster. One of the challenges with fried chicken is you got to cook it fresh. It takes 20 minutes to cook a piece of chicken. So, you know, when you fill your fryers up and there's 60 people in line, I'm going to take 40 pieces of chicken out in 20 minutes, but then they're already sold.
Right.
And then everybody else is just waiting another 20 minutes and... We're going to get in front of it this year and try to feed the masses. So we'll be this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Lincoln, 4200 North-ish. Look it up, Old Town School of Music Fest.
Right.
Too many customers are a good problem to have, but of course people can see you at the restaurant, so definitely give the address there and then the website where people can...
So we've got three of these now. We've got one downtown at Adams and Clark in the Revival Food Hall. That's 125 South Clark Street. Mm-hmm. We've got one in Lincoln Park, 1008 West Armitage. That's Armitage in Sheffield. And then just open in Lincoln Square at 4619 Northwestern Avenue, just south of the Brown Line tracks there on Western Avenue.
Give it a try. It's really good, and it's like the taste continues after you've taken a bite, because at first it tastes like sugary a little bit and tangy, and it's just really good.
Yeah,
and I'm not choking, so that's a good sign.
That's a plus.
But it's also a lot of great ways to celebrate National Fried Chicken Week, month, day, whatever you want to do. Just extend
Make
it
year.
And enjoy. Yep.
Dane, thanks so much. Jared, great meeting you.
You too.
Again, it's Budlong Chicken. If you like stuff hot, you can't do better than Budlong Chicken. We'll take a quick break. News is next. Stay where you are. Bill and Wendy, WGN.